Blog Talk Radio.
Use all of your courage in Jesus to overcome. Believe there is no circumstance that can defeat you in your purpose to accomplish anything in your life. You got to believe it though, brother.
Yeah.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You got to believe. Come on.
the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Gallatin is spelled G-A-L-L-A-T-I-N. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. That's spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straight Way Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, shalom, saints. Greetings and blessings to you all. If you would please, saints, give me a sound check. Let me know how I'm coming through. I greatly appreciate it. If you would type in the chat, 10 being the best and 1 being the worst, please. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you all for your time tonight for being here. For those of you who will be listening now and those who will be listening later, bless you all. Thank you in the name of Jesus for being in this fellowship and giving your time to the King. Hallelujah. All right, I see the 10s. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Brother Willie, and all you sisters in there. Brother Boone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. All right, I'm glad we're coming in good. Y'all can hear me. Praise Yah. Bless you, Brother Josh, my faithful co-host. Hallelujah. You know, it's another day that the Most High has made, y'all. And we all should be rejoicing and being glad in it. You know, the Most High woke you up this morning. Hallelujah. Allowed you to walk upon this earth with all your faculties in place, your body moving. You know, give them praise. Give them the glory. You know, because there's many people who died last night. They even died throughout the day today. But he kept you. You're not yet sealed your testimony with him. You know, in other words, it ain't time for you to go home. So, hallelujah. Most High is still perfecting that which concerns you in the faith, getting you ready. He'll make sure you're right before he takes you out. Hallelujah. You know, David said, you know, the Most High should perfect that which concerns me. Hallelujah. And you belong to him. You're not your own, so don't get mad at him when he does work out his perfecting process in your life. Hallelujah. God's good to us. Hallelujah. You know, but you know, you look at this wicked world, saints, it's getting dark out there. Well, it's very dark out there. And the evil day is fastly approaching. We need to hunker down and just cling harder to the King. And get that word in our hearts and strive to obey the Most High even the more so. You know, living for him and obeying his word. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Bless you, Brother Tommy. Oh, man. Praise Yah. All right, Brother Josh, let's go to Proverbs chapter 6, starting at verse 19. We had a beautiful day with the chicken butchering today too, saying. We knocked it out pretty fast. I don't think we beat talking to Brother Scott, we didn't beat the record, but we came close. I think it was like 5 hours or something like that, the record on that. But anyway, that's the Most High. We got food. Hallelujah. All right, let me go here, Brother Josh. Yeah, I can't. Thanks. I don't know if your chat is working, but mine is not. I can't type it anyway. Something's going on, but I don't want to refresh it because I don't know what'll happen if I lose a stream or not. So I'm just gonna see y'all in there, and as long as you guys can hear me, I guess that's the main thing. No. Hallelujah. Okay. Proverbs 6, verse 19. So we'll start verse 16. These six things doth Yahweh hate, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift and run into mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. You know, you look at that word discord, you know, in this verse 19, he that speaks of lies and he that soweth discord among brethren. You know, you just think about that. Why would somebody want to sow discord among the brethren? I tell you the truth, with this blog talk, that's really the only scripture I had in mind. This is literally the only scripture that the Holy Spirit had dropped in my spirit at first. Give me a few more. I don't know how long we'll be, but however long we are, we are. And I've kind of just been meditating on that scripture today. And so why would someone want to sow discord among brethren? You know, because you know, if you look at most of us, I'm in here in Elder Becker's office, right? And there's probably at least 20 messages on this board. It even has something typed up, I think, with past calls. But, and all these people, everybody on the board, you know, looking for fellowship. They want to be amongst the brethren, sisters. You know, they want to have part of that, you know, have part of that, part of the sweet fellowship that we have. You know, Elder has different things written up here. I'm not going to read them all, read them, but, you know, things, so these are, you could say his reasons for not letting some people come, what his notes he has on there, and reasons why, you know, to make sure some people do get into fellowship. You know, this is part of, you know, the vetting process is on this board here. You know, some of his notes that he makes as he deals with people and talks to them and discerns them. And you know why that happens? Why we had the vetting process? to make sure we can keep people from coming in to destroy the fellowship, to come in and sow discord. Now, that wouldn't be none of you, would it? You know, we don't want to come in amongst the fellowship and sow discord, do we? And but you know, that's part of guarding the flock too. So you know, so the elder does a great job helping string calls and you know, assisting Pastor Dowler that you know, guarding the flock. But why would someone want to come in sow discord? You know, I mean, why would you want to be that way? Why do you want to be that brother that comes in and sows discord among the brothers? You know, being an abomination, being a devil. You know, how much do you love your brother if you come in and sow discord amongst them? Now, discord ain't somebody you having to rebuke somebody. You know, that means, you know, because you rebuke them, right? You show them you love them, as long as you're doing it justly. But, you know, I'm talking to you holy remnant of Israel. You that love the Most High, Yah. You know, and a lot of people watch this ministry, watch the Straightway Church. They watch Pastor Dow's videos. They're observing what Straightway is doing. And tell you what, let's go to, I want to go to this verse too. Hold on. But Josh, let's go to Psalms 133, verse 1. And it reads, the Song of Decrees of David. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon Aaron's beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments. As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the Mount of Zion, for there the Most High commanded the blessings, even life forevermore. But you know, David, you know, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And you know, here, you know, hold on 1 second. Turn this thing down. All right, but let's bear with this thing. Let me see.
Let's
see how it is. Okay. Disconnected. All right. Y'all see that devil just left the chat, right? Person typing on all this mess. Trying to come in and throw some discord, huh? Didn't have the same spirit as us, though. That's why he had to leave. But anyway, hallelujah. You know, David said, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Hey, you know, it is a blessed thing, you know, living on this community and being in unity. You know, striving for one mind. Oh, you gave me the boot, Brother Josh? Hallelujah. I was looking at how to do it. I didn't know how to do it. So, well, good job. Good job, my brother. Hallelujah. But, you know, we dwell together here in unity, striving for peace. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, because the land the Most High has given us, the lands that everybody got out there, and even in the home fellowships, and those of you who, you know, who don't have, you know, don't live on a community, that type of thing, but y'all all gathering together. That's beautiful. Getting together in unity. We're all striving for the same goal. We got the same thing in mind. Hallelujah. We all want to serve the Most High. We're all serving the Most High in truth and in righteousness. There's nothing wrong with that. The Most High is putting us heart in our hearts for us all to, you know, to be one in this thing. And praise Yah. You know, we're going to serve them that way until the day we die. At least that I am. I can't speak for everybody else, but that's my heart. my heart's indicted, and that good mass, and it's fixed. I'm doing the will of the Father that he's given me, putting my heart to want to do, to be with his people, to dwell with them. Hallelujah. But, you know, going back to, you know, dwelling together in unity, now you look at the work that's done in the ministry, you know, amongst the communities. I mean, I'll just use that. You know, being able to not just, you know, love and word, but indeed, you know, brothers coming together from the different communities and home fellowships and everything. And those of you who aren't even, you know, even offland saints from all the different areas, you know, you come together with the Georgia, down there with Elder Rufus and the saints down there, building that block building down there. Went up to Goshen, doing that building. Some of y'all, some of you guys, saints have come here, like we're building the tabernacle, you know, brethren helping out. From all the different communities that works getting done on. You know, that's the brethren dwelling together in unity. I didn't hear no reports of anybody fighting while the brethren were gathered down there. You know, the testimony that pastor and saints have, brothers down there, you know, sisters serving, good spirits down there, they're taken care of while they're down there. When other places they go with good spirits, and that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Right? That's showing the unity, the type of spirit pastors, you know, preaching to put forth in the whole ministry, and you see the fruit of it. And plus, with the work getting done, and that's showing the love of the Most High and the saints' heart, not just in the word, but indeed in doing the works. Not only that, they said while you're down there working, the brother needs prayer for healing or something, need deliverance while you're down there. You know, you got saints that are capable, they can do that for you, and all those types of things. So it was a blessing to be able to dwell together in unity. But how about when you're the one that's on discord, though, amongst the brethren? But you want to be that devil that wants to break the unity, that wants to be you're the one that wants to kill the fellowship, kill that pleasantness. You know, some of you saints have testified how good the spirit is when you come on the land, or the different lands, or some of the different homes that you get together. But who's that one that wants to come in and ruin it? That brother or sister that brings in that heavy spirit at times. Instead of getting yourself right before you come out amongst your brothers and sisters, you know, and killing, trying to kill folks' joy, get yourself together. Get before the Most High. Get your wicked heart right. Then come out and be amongst your brothers and sisters. But you're not bringing down the fellowship with an unpleasant spirit. But, you know, but some discord happens. It's sold when people don't get their way. Or they want to show their rebellion against some orders or direction they've been given, kicking against the authority. And that brother would be a sister, manifesting their rebellion, showing how much an abomination they are according to Proverbs 6. So do we want to sow discord amongst our brethren, or we'd rather, you know, dwell in peace together? Let the love of the Most High that shed abroad in your heart, you know, be manifest to your brothers and sisters by keeping yourself policed up, keeping yourself in the love of Yah. Okay, well, let's go to Acts chapter 4. Now, this is not something, but this is something you've all have heard before, saints. We ain't bringing that new. But, you know, over in Acts, the prophet said, I think it's Isaiah 53. The prophet said, let me go there real quick. Make sure I don't misquote. Now, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Then who's believing the reporter straight way? About the, you know, about the pastor preaching the message, come out of her or come out from amongst her. And be separate. Who's believing that report and doing it enough? Or being partakers of separating, coming out from amongst them. Believing the report of living in a living community. According to, well, we'll get there in a minute, Acts chapter 4. Because I'll tell you, it's beautiful living this way. I can get up in the morning, see my brothers and sisters who love y'all just like I do. You know, and also, just being able to raise the children this way, not having to worry about them coming out of the house and there's a pedophile right next door to us, doggone transgender faggot across the street from us, and just some hell-raising devil, you know, living behind us, having to worry about somebody trying to break in the house, that kind of thing. You know, just different things that are in the city living. I mean, you know, so I'm grateful that, you know, my children can grow up in peace and in safety, being amongst my brothers and sisters. You know, someone I love them enough to correct them when they need it. If I ain't around, mama ain't around, whoever. Just having that family, that tribal unit. So I'm grateful to the Most High to live this way, to be amongst the people of the Most High. Hallelujah. So I'm thankful for the fellowship. You know, and I know there are those that are outside who look in, well, this, whatever, you know, all their murmurings, but they ain't doing, but they're not doing anything. You know, you look at the, you know, I think I talked to the brother. What was it we said? You know, people talk about straightway, this and that. They may say, you know, we're a cult, whatever the things they say about how we live together. But I'd rather live with my brothers and sisters obeying the word of Yah, as opposed to living like them who say they love the Most High and don't obey His word at all. Don't do nothing that the book says. They don't live a thing showing the testimony of Jesus pretty much false in that regard. You know, well, I love Jesus, but I don't love enough to live with my brothers and sisters. I don't love them enough to not sow discord amongst my brethren. And 32, Psalms 133:1, how can they ever have that testimony? We used to have that scripture. Teacher Shane and I used to live in one of the trailers here on the land. We used to have, we had that scripture posted on one of the trees up the path leading up to our trail. Whenever you're coming up the hill, you'd always read that scripture. That scripture was there to greet you on the path. And so people who don't want to obey the word in that regard, they can't say behold. You can't share in this testimony. You can't behold and see how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Not come together every first day, dwelling together for a couple of hours in unity. No. Dwelling together in unity. So let's read. Acts 4, verse 32. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things come. And all things come. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Master Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them, and bought the prices of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. So nobody was lacking. Now, many folk are afraid to go that route, but that's the pattern of the new assembly or New Testament church, along with many other things that the assembly does. So these people were experiencing how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. This is the first assembly here. And the one part here, especially in the multitude of them that will believe, were of one heart and of one soul, which we're still striving for daily. But having all things common, it was a beautiful thing. It was a beautiful thing. So don't let the things within your own heart keep you back from striving to live communally, being amongst the saints. Yeah, it crucifies your flesh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's beautiful, too. That old man got to die anyway. Plus, that dwelling together closest to help you see things that are in you that need to be checked. They need to be crucified. Hallelujah. It helps you deal with your own selfish self. And bless the Most High. Hallelujah. I tell you what, let's go to Brother Josh, let's go to make sure I read that right. Let's go to Matthew. Hold on one second. Yeah. Matthew. One second here. Let me make sure I've got the right verse here. Okay, let's go to Matthew chapter 19. Starting at verse 27. Plus, thanks. Go back and read all these things in context, please. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? And of course, early in the chapter, Jesus was talking to the rich young ruler. And of course, that man went away softly. Because what was his question? And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There's none good but one. That is Yah. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. And that alone right there cuts off a lot of folk. And the commandments done away. He said unto him, Which? Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man said unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? What did Jesus say to him? If you be perfect, go and sell that which you have, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And then Jesus said to the disciples, Verily I say unto you, the rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of Yah. Why? Because he loves his riches. He loves the things of this world more than he loves Yah. He ain't giving it up. Just like the poor man nowadays don't ain't gonna give up nothing either. But you want a coffee cup, you can't forsake that for Jesus. Nope, taking my I ain't giving it up. Rich man ain't give up his millions, and the poor man ain't giving up his dollar. You know, that's their mighty one. That's what they love. That's their treasure. Let the moth and rust is going to corrupt it. But you know, that man went away sorrowful because he had great possessions. You know, his possessions possessed him. Instead of him possessing them, they possessed him. But the disciples heard it. When the disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? You know, well, how are we going to get in? How are we going to make it? Jesus held them and said to them, with men, this is impossible. But with Yah, all things are possible. So who's going to make you give up anything? Who's going to convict your corrupt heart to lay down your riches? If you're the rich man or the poor man. Where does that conviction come from? Got to be the Ruach that's going to do the conviction. Once the word goes out, once the seed is sown, you know, Most High, you know, one man plants, another waters. But who gives the increase? The Most High does. And of course, the word says he that wins souls is wise. When the word goes out, the conviction takes place. That's how a lot of us end up where we end up. We stop resisting the Most High's will. We were able to receive the engrafted word, which is able to save our souls. We were able to humble ourselves and obey the Most High. Do the things that we wouldn't do. If you had told me, I've been on this land for 24 years. If you had told me 40 years ago I'd been living on a community, listening to a preacher, I would have told you out your mind. But when the word of truth came to me, when I was in darkness and dead in my trespasses and sin, the Most High had mercy on me, called me out of darkness into his marvelous light, and set my feet on the path that he wanted me on, directing my way in obedience to him. Guess where I ended up? Hallelujah. End up doing what I never thought I'd be doing. But hallelujah, I'm grateful. The Most High had mercy on me. That's all I can say. Just like he had mercy on you. Brother Willie, Sister Brittany, you out there listening on the phone, listening later. The Most High had mercy on you, called you out of darkness, took you away from Satan's kingdom, and put you into the kingdom of his dear son. Wrote your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. Let's be grateful to the Most High. And make sure we're striving to please him in all things, obeying his will, doing his will. Getting that word off the pages, getting the word off the pages and actually living them in our lives, making our life a living sacrifice daily unto him. Hallelujah. Being just like Jesus. Not my will, thine be done, Father. Hallelujah. You know? And that's what's happening in a lot of ways out there as far as folk who don't want to live communally, if I can say it like that. Who don't want to obey the Most High in any kind of way. Okay, living communally or just living with somebody, having somebody else live with you in your own house, getting rid of that selfish way and just allowing yourself to become a servant even to your brothers and sisters in any way that you can be. I think that pleases the Most High than you just living selfishly. Hallelujah. Let me go back here. Then Peter answered Peter said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? What are we going to have, Jesus? What, we left everything. What we got? What we going to get? What's our prize? What's our reward? Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, you also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. No, that ain't us, brothers and sisters. That's the apostles. It ain't everybody sitting on the 12th throne. It was only 12. Well, whoever it is, it ain't us. And everyone that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wives or children or land for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit an eternal everlasting life. Think over the book of Mark. It says, with persecutions. But many that are the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. And so right now, if it wasn't for the vision that the Most High gave Pastor Dow, we wouldn't. And I could, the last part here. Or lands. You know, we got lands in Kentucky, Indiana, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee. Many places to dwell our head. When we go to a city, we can inquire who's worth. We know. We go to Clarksville. Brother Steve's worth. Brother Ron's worth. Brother Franz in the house that he's having up there with the saints in Clarksville's worth. Pastor Daniel's worth. Pastor Corey's worth. And where's Pastor Corey at? Kansas or Missouri. Y'all get it. Elder Mitchell's worth. Elder Brent's worth. Elder Rufus' worth. Brother Jonathan's worth. And all in all the saints that run these homesteads and homes that saints can go lay in. Go to other house. Go from house to their welcoming down there in North Carolina, everywhere. Hallelujah. But y'all get it. So we have lands. And if I've been quoting that scripture, build houses and dwell in them. Straightway building houses. So we got an example. There's a report. If y'all, there's people out there, if you can believe the report, this is the vision. It can't be done. So straightway it's taking away the excuse. Can't nobody live together? No, we can live together. It's only if you're willing to do it. Oh, but you'd rather go out and sow discord amongst the brethren. Well, I can't live with so-and-so because I don't want to submit myself to Pastor Dan. I ain't listening to what he said. So you're going to spit another brother in, want to rebel against the pastor there, Pastor Dow, Pastor Corey, Elder Mitchell, Elder Rufus, Elder Chris, and so on. Brother so-and-so run this house, whatever. So you can't submit yourself, like the word says. Submit yourself one to another. We said, y'all need to be subject. No, you just want to sow discord and spit poison being a damn viper. How about you just obey the will of the Most High and just submit yourself? Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. But no, you want to be the one that wants to break that. You want to kill that fellowship. And that's what many folk out there are jealous of, this fellowship that we have. They can come, the calls can go out from different communities. Hey, we need help building this, doing this, whatever, whatever. Pray for rep, sisters coming to help out. We need help harvesting the garden. Boom, folk come, on the land. Saints live off the land. Boom, they come help out with harvesting the garden, stuff like that. Just whatever. Brethren come, help with from the jobs at times. So there's nothing wrong with that. Well, if they need help, brother broke down, hey, call and say, Elder Beck, I'm broke down. I need some help. Can somebody come help me? Boom. Somebody come out there, come out and help. Or whatever. There's different places. We're our brother's keep. We are our brother's keepers. But some brethren don't want to be kept because they'd rather sow discord. Why? Because they're wicked. Just like Cain. They'd rather kill you. But, hallelujah. We're going to serve the Most High, and those that have the clean hearts, right spirits, we're all striving to live together in unity. And one thing, too. It's written in the book of James. Is your power to do good? Was your hand to be able to do good when you not do it? Did you withhold that? If you withhold doing good to your brother and sister, what's wrong with you? Something to think about there. So if you follow your hand to do good, why not do it? Love your brother and sister more than yourself. Esteem them higher than yourself. Hallelujah. All right, I'll tell you what, let's go to Hold on a minute. Remember all that? But it's nice having a place to go and lay my head if I need to, like if I go somewhere. Pastor goes somewhere. You come somewhere. You know, when you say it's coming to the feast, aren't you grateful that we got that there's enough land to hold you all, to host you all? You come to Straightway on Pentecost, Tabernacles, Passover, Hallelujah. Or when you gather on Sabbath, there's a place to go. Thank you, Brother Josh, post that scripture. Hallelujah. Follow me read it. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So it's holding good is sin. To you that do it. To me if I do it. So we should know. To do good. We should be willing to do the good that we're able to perform and do at any given time that's required of us. If you don't do it, to you with a sin. Now, I know it says to him. We'll make it personal. You. Me. Like, for instance, let's say somebody asks for deliverance. Well, I ain't got time to help you, brother. I want to help you. Now, it shouldn't be that I don't want to help you. I should be willing to help if you ask. Anything. Deliverance. Prayer. Whatever. Take out the trash. I don't care. You know, we should be willing. In Philippians 2:3, that was James 4:17. Philippians 2:3, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Let each esteem others better than themselves. So don't be so damn selfish. But if you live on a community or don't, putting somebody else first. You know, what did Jesus say? By this you all men know that you're my disciples. By the love that you don't show to one another. By the love that you don't have for one another. How can you obey the commandment when it says, love your neighbor as yourself? Well, we know why. Because you hate yourself. That's why you can't esteem somebody better than yourself. That's why you need to break the commandment, because you don't love yourself, so you damn sure can't love your neighbor. And you definitely don't want to live community, because you don't want to get called out for it if you are living like that, if you are being like that. You don't want that righteous rebuke to get you back on straight street. And what's the word say? And they hate him that rebuketh in the gate. You know, an open rebuke better than secret love when you got to get it. And damn sure don't want to correct yourself at any given time to keep you out of the wicked way. But hallelujah. Y'all's good. So let's make sure all men know. Let's make sure that all men know that we are his disciples. My disciples, he said, John 13:35. By this, all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another. And not just in word, but in deed. Because they're going to see it. If they ain't in love, they just read it. That thing, they're going to be manifest. They're going to see it. There's evidence. There's evidence to it. You know, that faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Just like this love. It's manifest. You're going to see the evidence of it. You know, evidence, you go to a court case, but you got to bring forth evidence. You accuse somebody, or if you're defending somebody, the prosecution has evidence, and the defense has evidence. So a lot of people, ministries, whatever, folks say, well, I love my brother, but you don't do nothing for him. I remember a lady I used to work with some time ago, young woman. She told me about going to Joel Osteen's church. You know, that's a mega church. And all them people got, you know, some people got, you got some high rollers going to that church. And she told me, like, of course, a lot of the poor people, you know, they're driving, you know, people driving by them with Escalades and all kinds of other cars, right? You know, and some of them didn't even know they're going to go to that church. And they break down, pull off to the side of the road, some of the same brothers and sisters see them, pull them, drive on right by them, buddy. And they still, they might leave the car off to the side, walk to church. And, you know, the people know they're going, but yet nobody offer them a ride. No, this girl was telling me this. You know, of course, they seem like they, you know, after they walk like half a mile or a mile, whatever, to get there, all hot and sweaty or cold and freezing because it's cold, whatever, you know, depending on the weather condition. And it's just a sad testimony, you know, because these people love their brother or sister. Would you not stop and give them a ride? Manifest that love of y'all? Why ain't a room in my car? We'll go drop off your family and come back and pick them up then. You know, something like that. You know, people got, you know, excuses on whatever. But anyway, let's just make sure we ain't doing that. But let's make sure we keep ourselves in the love of y'all. Manifesting the love in the physical realm. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to, let me get there first. One second. I'm sure I got the right verse. You know, and like Jesus said, hey, you gotta have lands and homes and all the different things Jesus said we'd have after, when we follow him. Houses, homes, children, you know, all those things. And of course, most important part of it, eternal life in the world to come. But don't forget, we ain't going to get out of this unscathed with persecutions now. So don't just think you're going to walk in and not have to suffer anything. Because what's the word say? If we suffer with him, we will reign with him. Hallelujah. And then nobody, and of course, no one wants to suffer. You don't want to suffer your big toe getting stubbed. You don't want to suffer having to get up in the community, getting up and being that sister that has to make breakfast in the morning. You don't want to suffer being that brother that got to, you know, start a fire for the shower house or the dining hall. You don't want to suffer being the you know, just name it. Being the one out there holding the garden while everybody else still asleep when they should have been out there at 6 o'clock in the morning. Hallelujah. Proverbs 16:6, the lions are falling unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. And, you know, living community, I can say, hey, I got a goodly heritage. My sons, now 4 sons, if they continue on this, they got a goodly heritage for them. This will be their home. Part of their inheritance. They keep serving y'all. They got a place here. Yeah, I can tell you what, my family, of course, you know, my natural father, I didn't have no inheritance from him. And my daddy, I don't think he got anything from his father. If he did, I mean, he had, my granddaddy had land. And I'm not sure if when he passed, if my father got anything from that, because, you know, I'm not sure of that. But I know my grandfather had some land. I know he at least had maybe 3 or 4 acres. And so I don't know if there was any inheritance to be had from that, or well, just one of my father's sisters, because my grandfather lived with my father's sisters. I'm not sure where she was in the pecking order, but she was the youngest or the oldest. I can't tell you, but my aunt Bessie, you know, he lived with her. So when he died, you know, she got his house, or that she sold it. I don't know now. Couldn't tell you, but if I don't think, so I don't know if my father got his inheritance or if his sister took it or, you know, whatever. So, but anyway, I don't have nothing to pass down to my children from the Bell family. Let me just say that. And I have some other uncles who had lots of land. Now, I'm sure my cousins out there probably got their inheritance from their father. They had property out there. And I know I had one uncle who was low, my uncle Merle. And he died. He died. And I know his he had one daughter, so he didn't have any sons. And my cousin, I can't tell you her name now. Anyway, my cousin, she had either a son and a daughter or two sons, whatever. So everything my uncle had, I know it was gonna go to his daughter, and then go to his grandchildren. But I ain't worried about that earthly inheritance. The inheritance we got in Yah, living together. If I die, I know my family will be taken care of. Hallelujah. So I have a good inheritance, because that's the way of our people, what we do. You know, we know the widows are taken care of, at least in straight way. As long as they maintain righteousness and want to submit themselves to the ministry. Hallelujah. Like we see our righteous sister Malia doing. The most current widow. So praise y'all for that. So, hallelujah. I do thank y'all that we have this pattern of life to live after, which is according to the word, and we're all striving for it in a different capacity, homesteads, communities. Everybody's doing what they can do. And I do, bless the Most High for that. Striving to be one mind and one spirit. Tell you what, let's go to Psalms 23. And make no mistake, saints. I trust me, I understand living communities or living in the homes together can be challenging to you. Nobody, Jesus didn't promise it's going to be easy. But you think about it. And I grew up with a family. I had five brothers and sisters. Two brothers, three sisters. And my family, my sisters would fight like cats and dogs. It's like, good Jesus. My brothers and I, we might, get into it here and there, probably once every 6 months. My little brother and I were teenagers together. We used to go at it quite a bit. But still, even with that, our sisters still blew us all the water with all the hell they would raise in the house. I mean, couldn't go a week without them just going off on each other, cussing and fussing. Police getting called when mom and dad went home. It was just a mess. We'll endure that living with our natural family. But the least bit of drama that come up with the spiritual family, we want to keep the traces. Oh, well, y'all ain't in it. No, y'all in it. That's why he gave us law. Y'all thought it set up. Now, it shouldn't be named amongst us. When the Gentiles act, we shouldn't be acting like that or the heathen act. But if and however, things happen, we got to deal with it. Don't let that discourage you. Don't let it cause you to fall out of the way because you heard two brothers arguing because they're stupid. The sisters getting into it because they're acting stupid. Hallelujah. Don't lose your faith. You continue to dwell in the land and have a pleasant spirit. Even if somebody ain't arguing, you got that quiet ride going on. You quiet all to yourself, raising hell on the inside. But let the peace of y'all rule in your being. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to Psalms chapter 23. Psalm of David, Yahweh is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Yahweh forever. David acknowledges the Most High as his shepherd. That's his testimony of. Knowing the Most High as his provider. His father. Hey, you make me lie down in green pastures. You know, we're sheep. We got green pastures. Green pastures are good places to eat from. You know, we let our cows go out. They see that green grass after they've been in the field they've eaten now. Boy, they can't wait to get to the green field to get some more nourishment. You know, to fill their bellies. You know, they're happy to go there, too. And they got clean water to drink. Hallelujah. So I thank y'all for the pastures they've given to me. You know, a place to dwell in my head. You know, because the Son of Man had not a place to lay his head. And the foxes got holes. The birds of the air have their nests. But Jesus didn't have a place to lay his head. But, you know, I got a bed, a house to sleep in, house to dwell in, a bed to lay on. And I'm thankful. Hallelujah. You know, on this community. If I go to another community, I have a place to sleep there, too. So the Most High is good to us, saints. He's taking care of us. He's feeding us, leading us. Providing for all our needs according to his riches and glory. Hallelujah. So let's look at verse 3 in Psalms 23 real quick. You know, I was looking at it in a couple of different translations. So I'm going to read it from the Common English Version. And you refresh my life. You are true to your name and lead me along the right path. Another version, he has converted my soul. He has led me on the path of justice for his own name's sake. And this one, in the Scriptures Version, he turns back my being. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah. But, you know, so the Most High, he has your soul's well-being in his mind. In the paths of righteousness, you know, the Most High is not going to lead you to where he don't want you to be. So let's be thankful. So for those of us who live in these communities, let's make sure we keep the right spirit. Most High led you here, brought you here, brought you there. He wants you there. And like pastors always quoted with, hallelujah, brother, well, yes, sir. Without him, we are nothing. Can't do nothing without him. Jesus said, without me, you can't do nothing. So hallelujah. You know, we can't dwell together without him. Without his spirit dwelling in us, we'd be like my natural family, raised in heaven. So hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Spirit that he's placed in us. That governor he's given us. Hallelujah. Say one thing. What was it? Lost my train of thought, but hallelujah. But Most High, he definitely blessed us, so let's make sure we definitely thank him daily when we see and we behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And let's strive to make that unity strong. Strive harder for the one heart and the one mind, one soul. So the Most High can be glorified. So he can make his power known in the earth through us. You know, because he's hid his treasure in earthen vessels. And that earthen vessel is you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, thanks. Well, I do thank y'all for being with me tonight. I do bless you all. I'm going to play us a song. Hold on. But y'all remember, keep the men of y'all in prayer. Men of y'all, Pastor Dahl, Pastor Corey, all the elders. And most definitely pray for one another so that you may be healed. You know, of course, but the words say, confess your faults. Don't be so proud. You want to get healed? You got some things to confess? Find a trusted brother or sister to confess to. And get healed. Receive from the Most High what you need. And that's part of us dwelling together. We can go. You got somebody you can go to. If you're 100 miles apart and you got somebody to talk to, what you going to do? That's part. That's what this obedience to the word, it brings things available to you that wouldn't be available to you if you weren't in fellowship. Hallelujah. Well, saints, I do love you all. And don't forget to keep your warfare prayers up, binding and loosing, breaking curses. So just, you know, stay on the cutting edge. Hallelujah. And definitely keep the praises going, too. Making songs and melodies to the Most High in your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I do love you all. Thank you for being here tonight, for the fellowship. And I'll see y'all the next time I'm up. Shalom. Let me know if y'all can hear it, saints. Zero, saints. I was trying to play for y'all past that song, the Goshen hit song, Praise Him. So I guess you guys can go to Fetway Goshen site and YouTube page and listen to it. Anyway, bless you all. Shalom, shalom, shalom.